strategic adoption of RedSeal for U.S. federal civilian agencies, accelerating mission resilience through advanced network modeling and risk prioritization. Executive summary. The United States federal government is undergoing a seismic shift in its approach to cybersecurity, driven by an escalating threat landscape that includes sophisticated nation-state actors, ransomware syndicates, and supply chain compromises. The era of perimeter-based defense has definitively ended, replaced by a rigorous mandate for Zero Trust Architecture, ZTA, continuous monitoring, and data-centric security. For federal civilian executive branch, FCEB agencies, this transition is not merely a technical upgrade, but a fundamental operational necessity codified by Executive Order, EO, 14028, and Office of Management and Budget, OMB, Memorandum M2209. In this high-stakes environment, the ability to visualize, verify, and secure complex hybrid networks is paramount. RedSeal has established itself as a critical enabler of digital resilience, offering a platform that creates an accurate, up-to-date, digital twin of the network environment. By ingesting configuration data from Layer 3 devices, routers, switches, firewalls, and load balancers, RedSeal provides the context necessary to prioritize vulnerabilities based on reachability, verify network segmentation, and accelerate incident response. This report posits that RedSeal is not just a tool for compliance, but a strategic asset that allows agencies to meet the speed-to-mission imperative by filtering out noise and focusing resources on genuine risks. Furthermore, the federal cybersecurity market is currently experiencing a significant disruption due to the abrupt cessation of operations by Skybox Security in February 2025. This event has left numerous federal agencies and components vulnerable, creating an immediate and urgent opportunity for RedSeal to step in as a stable DoDIN-approved alternative. This report provides a comprehensive analysis of the federal landscape, outlining high-priority targets, key decision-maker personas, and the specific operational narratives required to position RedSeal as the premier solution for federal network security and compliance. Section 1. The strategic imperative for network modeling in federal agencies. To fully appreciate the value proposition of RedSeal, one must first understand the systemic challenges facing federal cybersecurity and the regulatory framework designed to address them. The traditional approach to federal IT security has been characterized by fragmentation, static compliance checks, and a lack of holistic visibility, flaws that modern mandates are aggressively attempting to correct. 1.1. Beyond the snapshot audit, the shift to continuous monitoring. For decades, federal information security was governed by a compliance-centric model rooted in the Federal Information Security Management Act, FISMA, of 2002. This model relied heavily on the assessment and authorization, A&A, process, which typically involved a snapshot-in-time audit every 3 years to grant an authority to operate, ATO. Agencies would manually validate security controls, document them in massive system security plans, SSPs, and assume that the risk posture remains static until the next audit cycle. This assumption has proven disastrous in a modern, dynamic threat environment. Networks today are fluid ecosystems, where virtual machines are spun up in minutes, firewall rules change daily, and cloud instances scale automatically. A manual audit conducted months ago offers zero assurance of security today. The introduction of the Risk Management Framework, RMF, and the transition to Information Security Continuous Monitoring, ISCM, as defined in NIST Special Publication 800-137, represents a doctrinal shift toward real-time risk management. However, the operational reality in many agencies lags behind this doctrine. The primary obstacle to effective ISCM is the visibility gap. Most agencies lack a unified, automated view of their network topology. Network diagrams are often maintained manually in Visio, becoming obsolete the moment they are saved. Without an accurate map of the network, continuous monitoring becomes an exercise in monitoring disconnected data points rather than understanding systemic risk. RedSeal fills this critical gap by automating the creation of the network model. By reading the actual device configurations, RedSeal provides a dynamic, always current map of the network, enabling agencies to move from snapshot compliance to true continuous diagnostics. This capability is essential for meeting the intent of FISMA modernization, which demands that agencies report on the security status of their information systems annually, but monitor them continuously. 1.2. The Zero Trust Mandate, EO 14028 and OMB M2209. Executive Order 14028, Improving the Nation's Cybersecurity, issued in May 2021, serves as the foundational document for the current era of federal cybersecurity. It explicitly directs agencies to adopt zero trust principles, moving away from the assumption that internal networks are trusted. OMB Memorandum N2209, moving the U.S. government toward zero trust cybersecurity principles, operationalizes this directive, setting specific deadlines and requirements for agencies to achieve a ZTA. Zero trust is predicated on the principle of never trust, always verify. It requires granular control over access to data and resources, regardless of whether the user is inside or outside the traditional network perimeter. However, verification is impossible without a deep understanding of the network's access paths. As noted in the National Security Agency's NSA Guidance on the Network and Environment Pillar of Zero Trust, organizations must understand data flows to identify and secure unprotected paths. Red Seal addresses the foundational challenge of zero trust implementation, complexity, and context. Federal networks are increasingly hybrid, spanning legacy on-premise data centers, private clouds, and public cloud environments. AWS, Azure, Google Cloud. Implementing a policy of least privilege requires knowing exactly what access exists today before locking it down. Red Seal's ability to ingest configuration files and calculate all possible access paths allows agencies to visualize the attack surface comprehensively. It enables security teams to see exactly what is reachable from the internet or untrusted zones, a prerequisite for designing effective micro-segmentation policies. Moreover, OMB M2209 emphasizes the need for agencies to isolate sensitive environments so that a compromise in one area does not lead to lateral movement. Across the enterprise, Red Seal provides the mathematical verification that these segmentation policies are working as intended. Unlike simple firewall rule reviews, which look at devices in isolation, Red Seal analyzes the interaction of rules across the entire path, proving that high-value assets, HVAs, are truly isolated from general user networks. 1.3. The Vulnerability Overload and Prioritization Crisis. Federal agencies are drowning in vulnerability data. The widespread deployment of vulnerability scanners, such as Tenable, Qualys, and Rapid7, under the CDM program, has resulted in agencies detecting tens of thousands of common vulnerabilities and exposures, CVEs, across their enterprises. With limited staff and resources, remediation teams cannot patch every vulnerability immediately. The standard industry approach to prioritization relies on the Common Vulnerability Scoring System, CVSS, base score, which indicates the severity of the vulnerability itself. However, this approach lacks context. A critical vulnerability on a server that is buried deep within the network, behind multiple firewalls, and completely unreachable from the outside, poses significantly less risk than a high vulnerability on an internet-facing web server. Red Seal transforms vulnerability management by introducing the critical context of reachability. By overlaying vulnerability scan data onto the network model, Red Seal allows agencies to filter out the noise. It identifies which vulnerabilities are actually exposed to untrusted networks or threat actors. Agencies using Red Seal have reported reducing their immediate focus list from thousands of findings to a manageable number of truly critical, reachable threats. This capability is a direct enabler of speed to mission, allowing limited federal cybersecurity staff to focus their efforts on the risks that actually endanger agency operations, rather than wasting time on theoretical vulnerabilities that cannot be exploited due to network controls. 1.4. Supporting the speed to mission objective. The ultimate goal of federal IT modernization is not just security, but the acceleration of the agency's mission, whether that mission is delivering healthcare to veterans, securing the power grid, or managing national logistics. Security is often viewed as a bottleneck, a series of gates and checks that slow down deployment. Red Seal flips this paradigm by enabling security as an enabler. By automating network modeling and compliance checks, such as DISA stings, Red Seal drastically reduces the time required for audits and accreditations. Instead of manual reviews that take weeks, Red Seal can provide instant verification of compliance posture. This allows authorizing officials, AOs, to make risk-based decisions faster, accelerating the deployment of new systems and applications. For mission owners, this means that critical capabilities get to the field faster, secured by design rather than by delay. Section 2. Comprehensive product alignment with federal requirements. To effectively sell into the federal space, the Red Seal team must articulate how specific product capabilities map to the unique regulatory and technical requirements of government agencies. The Red Seal portfolio, comprising the Classic platform and the cloud-native Stratus offering, provides a unified solution for hybrid federal environments. 2.1. Red Seal Classic. The backbone of on-premise and hybrid assurance. Red Seal Classic is the flagship solution that has established the company's reputation in the federal sector. It operates by ingesting configuration files from network devices to build a complete model of the network's Layer 3 topology. This inside-out approach distinguishes it from external scanners or traffic-based monitoring tools. 2.1.1. Automated Network Blueprinting and Asset Discovery. Federal agencies struggle with maintaining an accurate asset inventory, a foundational requirement of the CDM program, HWAN-SWAM. Inspector General IG reports frequently cite the lack of a comprehensive inventory as a material weakness. Red Seal automates this discovery process. By reading the routing tables and ARP caches of network devices, Red Seal can identify subnets and hosts that may not be managed or known to the central IT function. This automated blueprinting provides the CIO with a source of truth for the network infrastructure, essential for planning migrations, consolidations, and security upgrades. 2.1.2. Risk-based vulnerability prioritization, the reachability metric. As discussed, prioritization is key to operational efficiency. Red Seal integrates with leading vulnerability scanners, Tenable, Rapid7, Qualys, to import scan data. It then contextualizes this data using its network model. The platform calculates a risk score for every asset, considering not just the CVSS score of the vulnerability, but also the asset's value and its exposure to threats. This aligns directly with the DHS CDM Aware algorithm, which seeks to quantify risk based on vulnerability severity, threat timeliness, and asset criticality. Red Seal enhances this by adding the vector of network accessibility, providing a more actionable risk picture. 2.1.3. Continuous Compliance Automation, STIGS and Zone Policy. Compliance with the Defense Information Systems Agency, DISA, Security Technical Implementation Guides, STIGS, is mandatory for DoD and many civilian agencies. Manually checking router and firewall configurations against hundreds of STIG checks is labor-intensive and prone to error. Red Seal automates this process, parsing configuration files and checking them against STIG standards for devices from vendors like Cisco, Juniper, Palo Alto Networks, and F5. Furthermore, Red Seal allows agencies to define zone policies, logical rules that dictate permitted communication flows. E.g., the PCI zone should never communicate directly with the guest wireless zone. Red Seal continuously monitors the network against these policies, alerting administrators immediately if a configuration change creates a violation. This capability directly supports the continuous diagnostics requirement of CDM and ensures that segmentation policies remain effective over time. 2.1.4. Incident Response Acceleration. When a breach occurs, time is the critical factor. Incident responders often spend hours trying to understand the network topology to determine the scope of the compromise. Red Seal provides immediate answers to questions like, what can this infected host reach? And where could the attacker move next? By visualizing the blast radius of a compromise, Red Seal enables responders to contain threats more effectively, limiting the impact on the mission. This capability supports the incident response requirements of EO 14028 and OMB M2131. 2.2. Red Seal Stratus. Visibility for the cloud-first agency. As agencies aggressively adopt cloud services under the Cloud Smart strategy, they face new visibility challenges. Traditional tools often lose sight of traffic once it enters the virtual private clouds, VPCs, of AWS or Azure. RedSeal Stratus is designed to close this visibility gap, offering cloud security posture management, CSPM, capabilities tailored for the federal hybrid reality. 2.2.1, Unified Hybrid Visibility. RedSeal Stratus integrates with RedSeal Classic to provide a single pane of glass across physical, virtual, and cloud assets. This is critical for federal agencies, almost all of which operate hybrid architectures where on-premise legacy systems connect to cloud-based applications. Stratus visualizes the connectivity between on-prem data centers and cloud VPCs, ensuring that the seams between these environments do not become security gaps. 2.2.2, Kubernetes and Container Security. Modern federal applications are increasingly built using microservices and container orchestration platforms like Kubernetes. Amazon EKS. These environments are highly dynamic and complex. RedSeal Stratus provides deep visibility into Kubernetes clusters, identifying services that are exposed to the internet or that have overly permissive access controls. This capability is essential for securing the DevSecOps pipelines that support digital modernization efforts. 2.2.3, Internet Exposure Analysis. One of the most common causes of cloud breaches is the misconfiguration of security groups or identity policies that inadvertently expose resources to the internet. RedSeal Stratus continuously monitors for such exposures, providing immediate alerts when a private database or internal service becomes reachable from the public internet. This proactive monitoring is a key component of reducing the agency's attack surface. 2.4, Integration with the CDM Ecosystem. The DHS Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation, CDM, program is the central nervous system of federal civilian cybersecurity. RedSeal is not just a standalone tool, but a vital component of the CDM ecosystem. It supports multiple CDM capabilities, network security management, bound. RedSeal's zone policy compliance features directly address the boundary protection requirements of CDM. Vulnerability management. VOL. By prioritizing vulnerabilities based on risk and reachability, RedSeal enhances the efficacy of the vulnerability management capability. Dashboard integration. RedSeal data can be fed into the agency and federal CDM dashboards, improving the accuracy of the risk reporting that goes to DHS and OMB. By positioning RedSeal as a CDM enabler, the sales team can leverage the immense funding and political capital associated with the CDM program to drive adoption. Section 3, The Strategic Opportunity, Displacing Skybox Security. The federal cybersecurity market experienced a significant disruption in early 2025 with the cessation of operations by Skybox Security. This event has created a unique and urgent opportunity for RedSeal to consolidate its position as the leader in network modeling and risk management for the federal government. 3.1, The Skybox Vacuum and Market Disruption. On February 24, 2025, Skybox Security abruptly shut down operations, laying off its workforce and selling assets to TUFIN. Skybox had a substantial footprint in the federal government, particularly within defense and intelligence agencies, where it was used for vulnerability prioritization, attack surface management, and firewall assurance. The sudden exit of a major vendor creates a crisis of continuity for its customers. Agencies that relied on Skybox for their daily security operations, compliance reporting, and audit and preparation are now facing a critical gap. Tools that are no longer supported present a supply chain risk and may violate compliance requirements for using supported software. This forces agencies to seek an immediate replacement. 3.2, RedSeal versus TUFIN, the battle for the displaced customer. While TUFIN has acquired Skybox assets and is positioning itself as the natural successor through its ExpressPath program, RedSeal holds distinct competitive advantages for a specific segment of the Skybox customer base, particularly those focused on risk and compliance rather than just firewall orchestration. 3.2. 1. Network modeling superiority. TUFIN's heritage and primary strength lie in firewall policy orchestration, automating the process of changing firewall rules. While valuable, This is distinct from the deep network modeling and attack path analysis that was a core value proposition of Skybox. Red Seal's inside-out modeling capability, which accounts for routers, switches, load balancers, and NAT devices across the entire Layer 3 infrastructure, is technically superior for agencies that need a comprehensive view of reachability and risk. For Skybox customers who valued the risk control and network assurance modules, Red Seal is the more functional equivalent than Tuffin. 3.2.2 Audit and Compliance Focus. Federal agencies often use Skybox specifically for audit preparation and compliance reporting, e.g., STIG checks, zone compliance. Red Seal outperforms Tuffin in the area of audit and compliance, offering robust automated reporting features that are tailored to federal standards. Red Seal's ability to function on aging network gear and stateful firewalls, common in federal legacy environments, further differentiates it from competitors focused primarily on next-generation firewalls. 3.2.3 Stability and Trust. The collapse of Skybox highlights the risks of vendor instability. In the risk-averse federal culture, decision-makers are now hypersensitive to the financial health and longevity of their partners. Red Seal's long tenure in the market, its backing by Symphony Technology Group, STG, and its status as a too-big-to-fail component of critical DoD networks, position it as the safe, stable choice. The flight to safety will be a powerful motivator for contracting officers and CISOs looking to avoid another vendor sunset scenario. 3.3 Sales Strategy for Displacement. To capture this opportunity, the Red Seal sales team must execute a targeted rescue and modernize campaign. 1. Identify Skybox customers. Leverage federal procurement data, USA spending, FPDS, to identify agencies with active or recent Skybox contracts. Look for contract awards to resellers like Carahsoft or direct awards that mention Skybox in the description. 2. Highlight the risk of orphan tech. Emphasize that running unsupported security software is a compliance violation and a security risk. Position Red Seal as the immediate safe harbor solution. 3. Differentiate on modeling, promoting Red Seal's superior network modeling capabilities as the true successor to Skybox's risk analytics, contrasting it with Tuffin's focus on orchestration. Offer migration incentives. Develop specific switch programs or professional services packages designed to migrate data and policies from Skybox to Red Seal rapidly, minimizing operational downtime. Section 4. Priority federal agencies and use cases. To maximize sales efficiency and impact, Red Seal must prioritize its efforts. Not all agencies have the same level of need or budget. The following analysis segments the federal market into priority tiers based on mission criticality, budget size, and alignment with Red Seal's value proposition. 4. 1. Priority Tier 1. The Big Four Cybercritical Agencies. These agencies have the largest budgets, the most complex networks, and the highest regulatory pressure to adopt Zero Trust and CDM. 4.1.1. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and CISA, Mission Context. DHS is not just a customer, it is the regulator. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, manages the CDM program and sets the standards for the entire civilian government. Critical pain point, CDM data accuracy. The Government Accountability Office, GAO, has reported that while the CDM program has deployed tools, it often struggles with data integration and providing actionable guidance. The federal dashboard needs accurate, contextualized data to be useful. Red Seal use case, CDM analytics engine. Red Seal can serve as the analytics layer that cleans, correlates, and contextualizes asset and the focus on energy sector cybersecurity. Highlight Red Seal's ability to model complex, non-standard networks found in research labs. 4.1.4, Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Mission Context. HHS is the custodian of the nation's health data and manages the response to public health emergencies. It is a highly federated agency with powerful operating divisions, CDC, FDA, NIH, CMS. Critical pain point. Data flow visibility. To protect sensitive health data, PHI, and intellectual property, vaccine research, HHS must know exactly where data flows. Zero Trust implementation at HHS focuses heavily on the identity and network pillars. Red Seal use case, HVA protection, and research security. mapping the data paths to high-value assets, HVAs, containing research data or Medicare/Medicaid databases. RedSeal ensures these assets are isolated from general internet traffic and that access is strictly controlled. Strategic angle. Position RedSeal as the enabler of secure collaboration. It allows researchers to share data securely by verifying that the underlying network segmentation is robust. 4.2 Priority Tier 2, Mission-Specific Opportunities. These agencies have specific mission requirements that align perfectly with RedSeal's capabilities. 4.2.1 United States Postal Service, USPS. Mission context. The USPS is a massive logistics and retail organization processing payments at thousands of locations. Critical pain point, PCI compliance. The USPS processes millions of credit card transactions and must comply with the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, PCI-DSS. RedSeal use case, automated PCI segmentation testing. PCI-DSS requires regular testing of network segmentation to ensure cardholder data is isolated. Doing this manually for thousands of sites is prohibitively expensive. RedSeal automates this testing, saving millions in audit fees and staff time. Strategic angle, cost reduction through automation. Show the ROI of replacing manual penetration tests with continuous RedSeal verification. 4.2.2, Department of Defense DoD Components, Non-Combatant Support. Mission context. While the prop focuses on civilian agencies, DoD support agencies like the Defense Logistics Agency, DLA, and Defense Health Agency, DHA, operate similarly to civilian entities, but with stricter standards. Critical pain point, DoD INPL sunset. The DoD Approved Products List, APL, process is changing, sunsetting in 2025, creating confusion about authorized tools. RedSeal use case, compliance continuity. RedSeal is already on the DoD INPL. As the process changes, agencies will look to established approved vendors to minimize risk. Strategic angle, proven and approved. Leverage the existing APL certification as a differentiator against uncertified competitors. 4.3, strategic personas, tailoring the message. Sales success depends on delivering the right message to the right stakeholder. 4.3.1, the authorizing official, AO, role. Senior executive, often SES level, who holds the legal authority to operate a system and accepts the residual risk. Perspective, risk-focused, non-technical, concerned with mission impact and personal liability. Pain point, am I signing off on a disaster? They are inundated with massive compliance documents they cannot fully verify. RedSeal pitch. RedSeal transforms risk from a static stack of paper into a dynamic visual model. We give you digital resilience assurance. You can see in real time that your critical assets are protected. We allow you to sign the ATO with confidence, backed by mathematical verification, not just a checklist. 4.3.2, the Chief Information Security Officer, CISO role, responsible for the agency's overall security program, strategy, and compliance with mandates. Perspective, strategic, resource-constrained, focused on metrics and audit outcomes. Pain point, resource starvation. They have too few staff to handle the volume of vulnerabilities and audit requirements. RedSeal pitch. RedSeal is a force multiplier. By filtering out unreachable vulnerabilities, we give your team 80% of their time back. We automate the evidence collection for OIG audits, turning a 3-week manual scramble into a 15-minute report generation. We help you greenlight your scorecard for OMB M22-090 trust requirements. 4.3.3, the Network Engineer Architect role, operational staff responsible for network design, maintenance, and uptime. Perspective, technical, operational, risk-averse regarding changes. Uptime is king. Pain point, complexity and blame. They struggle with troubleshooting complex routing issues and are often blamed by security for blocking traffic. RedSeal pitch. RedSeal isn't just a security tool. It's a network operations platform. It creates a dynamic map of your routing, NATs, and load balancers. You can use it to troubleshoot connectivity issues faster, model changes before you implement them to prevent outages, and prove to the security team instantly whether an issue is a firewall block or a routing error. 4.3.4, the CDM Program Manager role, responsible for implementing the CDM tools and reporting data to DHS. Perspective: programmatic, compliance-oriented, data-focused. Pain point: data quality. They have sensors everywhere, but struggle to make sense of the data for the dashboard. RedSeal pitch: RedSeal is the context engine for CDM. We take your asset and vulnerability data and tell you what matters. We fulfill the network security management capability of the CDM Defend contract and improve your aware score. Section 5. Procurement strategy and contract vehicles. Understanding the federal acquisition landscape is crucial for closing deals. Agencies prefer to use established contract vehicles to streamline procurement and avoid the long lead times of full and open competition. 5.1. Key contract vehicles. NASA CUPV. This is the primary vehicle for federal IT product procurement. It is a government-wide acquisition contract, GWAC, that allows for rapid purchasing. RedSeal is available on CEPWALB-V through multiple authorized resellers. This should be the default path for most civilian agency sales. GSA MAS, IT Schedule 70, another essential vehicle for broad federal access. RedSeal products and services are available here. CDM Defend BPA. Since RedSeal supports CDM capabilities, it can potentially be procured through the CDM Defend task orders managed by the Prime Integrators, CACI, Booz Allen Hamilton, CGI, Mantech. Engaging with these system integrators, SIs, is a key strategic move. DoD ESI. For defense-related components, the DoD Enterprise Software Initiative, ESI agreements, are the preferred procurement method. RedSeal is listed on ESI, facilitating sales to DoD and intelligence community customers. 5.2. Partner Ecosystem Strategy. RedSeal should leverage a channel-first strategy to maximize reach and contract access. As the master government aggregator, Carahsoft holds the prime contracts, SEWPV, GSA, for RedSeal. The sales team must align closely with the Carahsoft RedSeal team to drive marketing and lead generation. Value-added resellers, VARs. Focus on partners with deep engineering expertise who can deliver the install and value proposition. Thundercat Technology and Worldwide Technology, WWT, are key partners mentioned in research. These partners have the clearance and trusted advisor status to bring RedSeal into key accounts. Skybox Migration Partners. A specific tactical play is to identify VARs who were previously top sellers of Skybox Security. These partners are now left with a gap in their portfolio and a customer base in need of a solution. Recruiting them to transition their customers to RedSeal is a high-yield strategy. 5.3. Certifications as differentiators. Duden APL, RedSeal's presence on the Duden Approved Products list, is a major differentiator. Even for civilian agencies, this certification signals that the product has undergone rigorous security and interoperability testing. It reduces the risk of adoption for conservative agency buyers. FedRAMP. For RedSeal Stratus, the cloud-native offering, FedRAMP authorization is the critical gatekeeper. While private cloud deployments of Classic do not strictly require it, the SaaS offering does. The sales team must be clear about the FedRAMP status of Stratus, for example, leveraging in-process or ready designations if applicable, or focus on the on-premise Classic solution for agencies with strict FedRAMP mandates for SaaS tools. Section 6. Integration of recent market developments and insights. The landscape of federal cybersecurity is not static. Recent developments, particularly the Skybox exit and the evolving role of the CDM program, provide deeper insights into the strategic direction RedSeal must take. 6.1. The digital twin as a standard of care. The concept of a digital twin, a virtual representation of the physical network, is moving from a luxury to a standard of care. As federal networks become more software-defined, SDN, and automated, manual documentation is impossible. The network is code. Therefore, the security validation must also be code-based. RedSeal must position itself not merely as a scanner or a compliance tool, but as the architectural validation platform for the future federal enterprise. This aligns with the shift-left mentality in DevSecOps, where security is verified early in the design phase. 6.2. Addressing audit fatigue. Federal agencies are trapped in a cycle of audit fatigue. They spend immense resources preparing for audits, FISMA, OIG, and A, leaving little time for proactive security. Red Seal's most potent psychological lever is the promise of breaking this cycle. By automating the collection of compliance evidence, Red Seal gives the CISO back their most valuable resource, staff time. In an environment of hiring freezes and a chronic shortage of cyber talent, this efficiency argument is as powerful as the security argument. 6.3. Supply chain resilience and vendor stability. The Skybox failure serves as a stark reminder of supply chain risk. Federal contracting officers, COs, and CIOs will be asking tougher questions about vendor financial health and longevity. Red Seal must proactively address this by highlighting its stability, its backing by STG, and its long history of performance in the federal sector. The message should be, we are here for the long haul. We are the stable partner you can build your zero trust architecture upon. 6.4. The role of professional services. Given the complexity of federal networks and the shortage of skilled staff, Red Seal should aggressively attach professional services to its software sales. The Red Seal full-time employee, FTE, or resident engineer offering is highly attractive to agencies that have the budget for tools but lack the headcount to operate them. Embedding an expert ensures that the agency gets immediate value, the tool is integrated correctly, and the subscription is renewed. This also creates a sticky relationship where Red Seal becomes integral to daily operations. Section 7, Conclusion and Action Plan. The adoption of Red Seal by U.S. federal civilian agencies is not just a purchase of software. It is a strategic investment in mission resilience. The convergence of zero trust mandates, the continuous diagnostics and mitigation program, and the imperative for speed to mission creates a perfect storm of demand for Red Seal's capabilities. The platform's ability to visualize complex networks, verify segmentation, and prioritize risk based on reachability addresses the most pressing pain points of federal CISOs and network architects. Moreover, the immediate vacuum left by Skybox Security presents a tactical opportunity to capture market share and establish Red Seal as the undisputed standard for network modeling in the government. By executing a focused sales strategy that targets the right agencies with the right message, Red Seal can secure the federal enterprise against the threats of tomorrow. Strategic action plan for the Red Seal sales team. 1. Execute Operation Safe Harbor. Launch an immediate targeted campaign to identify and convert displaced Skybox customers. Use USA spending data to find targets and leverage partners like Carahsoft to offer migration incentives. Focus on the superiority of Red Seal's Layer 3 modeling and audit capabilities over TUFIN's orchestration focus. 2. Target the Big Four, DHS, VA, DOE, HHS. Deploy dedicated account teams to these high-priority agencies. Map the sales pitch to their specific OIG material weaknesses. For example, IOMT for VA, CDM accuracy for DHS. 3. Elevate the conversation. Move beyond technical features to discuss risk assurance and digital resilience with authorizing officials and CISOs. Position Red Seal as the tool that allows them to sign ATOs with confidence. 4. Leverage the ecosystem. Utilize the CPWV and CDM Defend contract vehicles to streamline procurement. Work closely with prime integrators and cleared VARs, Thundercat, WWT, to access key decision makers. 5. Promote stability. Proactively address the market's anxiety over vendor stability by highlighting Red Seal's financial backing, longevity, and Dudin certification. By following this roadmap, Red Seal can effectively partner with the federal government to secure the nation's critical infrastructure and accelerate the delivery.